Hi, this is Teresa Allen, and this is the meeting of the Pacifica Radio Archives. And I guess we need to, the first thing we need to do is start with the, bear with me 1 minute. We need to start with roll call. And I guess I'm going to ask, people to identify themselves if they are on the call, because right now I'm, I had stepped off my agenda and it disappeared. So bear with me 1 minute. Archives Task Force 915. Okay, here we go. So, copy. All right. Present at this meeting, I will say, this is Teresa Allen. I am on the call. Okay, and Adriana Casanave. Okay, and I heard Brian DeShazer, our director of the department.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else on the call? Okay. I'm assuming the notice went out, although I accessed this from just my knowledge in my notebook. Okay, but I'm going to briefly say what's on the agenda. It's approve agenda, approve minutes, the report from the archives director, brainstorming ideas of how the task force can assist the archives department with their fundraiser, which is November 24th and 25th, confirm our next meeting and adjourn. Okay, is there anybody, does anybody have anything to add or delete from the agenda right now?
This is Brian. Teresa, since it's just three of us, should I think that we should adjourn until we can reconvene with the quorum?
Well, because we're a task force, I really would like to brainstorm. I would like, if you want something from us, I'd like you to articulate that, Brian. So at least I'd like to just maybe, even if it's only 5 minutes, I'd like to brainstorm ideas, because I mentioned the archives fundraiser to someone recently, and they kind of dismissed it. And I, the very last thing I want to happen is have anyone at any of the stations not put their full effort into the archives fundraiser. I mean,
okay.
I'd kind of like a little bit of information as to what you have planned, and I would like us to help you make it the best it can ever be. So,
okay, so
if you don't mind, we will waive discussion of the minutes. What about your report? Do you want to give any brief report, Brian, or not?
Well, if we're focusing on the fundraiser, I'll just report that September 1st,
Bear with me 1 minute. If you're going to give anything in the report, so is there any objection to waiving the approval of minutes? Okay, that's passed without objection. Now let's go to your report. Even if it's only one thing, Brian, go ahead.
Okay. So because the funding in Pacifica is so abysmal and we are unable to collect our central services from all but one station, we are having to do extra work to do fundraisers, and a WPFW technically cannot hook up via ISDN to us in Los Angeles. So I flew out there by myself, did an 8-hour fundraiser, and then flew back the next day. And we did it with archives programming and a specific WPFW Washington only premium, and regular programmers join us, and including board members Tony and Pete Tucker and Tony. I can't remember his last name. He's the vice chair of the Pacifica National Board. And they were actually on the air with Tony Norman. They were on the air with me pitching and talking about the importance of the archive. So we made a little bit of money, but certainly not a lot because it was local and it was one day. And then this coming Sunday, Mark Torres and the archives and I are going to New York to do a local WBAI fundraiser for the archives. And again, technically, we cannot hook up with WBAI. So past archives fund drive days that have been simulcast nationally have not been aired on WBAI in their entirety. So we're going there so we'll be able to pitch with regular programmers and play archival material from local New York station only. So we've created a New York station-only premium gift that we will hope will work. So we're working now with, I'm on vacation, but Mark Torres is working with the WBAI team and producers and trying to pull the programming schedule together. Mm. And other than that, my big report is that the finances are so unknown and leadership at Pacifica has changed literally in the past 2 days that I'm still waiting for communication with my supervisor, whether it be John or Lydia or the chair or somebody, about how do we proceed with the work at the archives, including the next payroll. And that's the end of my report.
Okay.
Hello, William Hairwagon, John and Nicole.
Hi, William.
Hello.
Okay. All right. I believe that, incidentally, I will make a notation that Janice Lane Ewart has asked for excused absence because she is busy with, I think, working on some grants at this time. Any objection to that? Okay.
Ms. William?
Yes, go ahead, William.
I have another name. Serene is probably on the finance call.
Okay.
So maybe she should be excused.
Okay, excuse. Any objection? Okay. Okay, so now let's go to the primary. Let me ask one question, Brian, if I understand this correctly. Did you say that you flew to Washington, D.C. on your own dime to help them?
No, I didn't fly on my own. I just said I went by myself.
Okay.
I was alone.
And so
it was part of the expenses of doing a fundraiser that was approved and we were welcomed. Everybody at WPFW was very positive about the broadcast and the feedback and the premium gift.
So you're saying that technologically, for some reason, we can't hook you up so you don't have to so you can stay in Los Angeles and help pitch?
Right. Like when we do fundraising with WPFW, I have to do it via the telephone. So it's distancing where there's a person in studio, but I'm on the telephone.
Yeah.
And that's the only way that we could actually be on the air at WPFW. If we had an ISDN, if WPFW had a working ISDN machine, we would be able to hook up where we would sound like we were in the same room together. And that's a big important part of fundraising. You cannot have somebody on the phone for long periods of time pitching and making them have it be the host. I can't host 8 hours of a fundraiser via the telephone. So that's why that has to happen. And same thing with WBAI.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then now you're having a similar situation in New York?
Right, and this has been the case for the past couple years, I think, since both stations moved. You know, I had physical moves, and they've been still working out the technology of their signal and their studios and all of that. But it has sort of cut us off from those two stations to be able to host from Los Angeles fundraisers.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope that's financially productive. Okay. All right. Let's go to the next item. Brainstorming ideas of how the Archives Task Force can assist with the November 24th, 25th Archives fundraiser.
Can we correct that to 17th and 18th? It's a Tuesday and Wednesday Thanksgiving, which I think this year is 17 and 18.
All right. Have you talked to the executive director about this?
Yes. And the five general managers have been on our weekly group calls, and we have designated those days as the Archives fundraiser days. I'm looking at my calendar now. November 17th and 18th of November.
So how will you do this? Since you're saying there are ISDN problems in D.C. and also New York, how will you do this with them?
Actually, going there this week, we're going to talk it through them. And when we're there, we'll see what the technology is and what is possible and what isn't. But even with WPFW, we were brainstorming about doing some pre-recorded materials or programs and sending them physically there so that they could air them, with it sounding good and being pre-produced in studio rather than having it be live. But that's not optimal, and we're still getting some feedback. But it is a problem for simulcasting and for them to be able to take the live feed. Did I lose you? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I hear you now.
Okay, so you are still having problems with simulcasting, and right now you're going to be talking to WBAI, but you have not worked out whether or not you can properly do the Archives fundraiser on the 17th and the 18th at WBAI or WPFW.
Right. Instead of a simulcast, we might have five different broadcasts going on at the stations for the archives, rather than being one signal that everybody gets all at the same time.
Okay. Well, that will be a challenge.
And I guess if it can be described or articulated, last year during the Archives fundraiser, WBAI's signal is taken via the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a computer. You know how your computers go to sleep every 15 minutes if you don't touch it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what happened. The computer went to sleep, and the board operator didn't refresh it. And that dropped the signal to where what everybody in New York heard was a 10-second repeat. It's not an echo, but a loop, like every 10-second loop. So the broadcast, I think it was not broadcast in its entirety. So I think that they just dropped out of it because they didn't want to have to do it, and they just did other kinds of programs, which is why we didn't raise a lot of money. And we did see that New York and Washington had very low numbers, and they seemed to be Internet numbers, not broadcast. So we had so that's what we're trying to solve for this year by going out to both stations physically to see what is possible. To try to plan for November.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Adriana, do you have any suggestions as to how we can help the archives? Can you hear me? Adriana,
I
can't hear you. Hello? Hello, Adriana.
I might have chased her away.
I don't think so.
I think she said she was going to go to the finance committee call.
Oh, that's probably where she is. Although their meeting doesn't start. It hasn't started yet, I don't think.
So.
Okay, William, do you have any suggestions for the archives fundraiser? Hello, William Heerwagon. Okay, is there anyone else on the call? Just you and me.
All right. Well, I guess we've done our job by being on the public call as scheduled. I've given a little report about our financial issues. Pacifica stations, that was excess of $30,000 in back fees. I guess for this year, we're trying to
at least give them the minimum of what we need to meet our payroll and basic expenses, and we're doing our best to try to collect them, and we hope we can.
Okay. I would like to make a statement. I'm hoping that you get the attention of the executive director and the five general managers and reach an understanding that on the 17th and the 18th of November, this will be a very high priority with the foundation. I hope you secure that commitment from them. And I will do what I can on the national board to pursue that. I also hope that you can generate good radio. I don't know who you're going to be interviewing. I think Lily Tomlin certainly in the past has been very supportive of us, and some of your past fundraisers have been very exciting to listen to, and that in itself makes people want to give.
Thank you.
And I encourage you to reach out to the stations right now, to the general managers, and say, ask if they have anyone, if they have someone that is supportive of Pacifica that would be a good interview, that has possible premiums attached to their name that can make it bigger and better. I hope you'll get that commitment. Is there anything? We will have, I think, another meeting. Yes, we will have a meeting in October. So I think we should set that meeting. And again, we should put this high on the agenda. So if there's anything that, I should again send an email out to the task force and ask them to actually do some work. In fact, this is what I will do. I will call each task force member. And ask for a commitment to make the November Fund Archives Task Force a success. Okay? Is there anything else that you would ask this task force to do?
This time, and particularly on the finance committee calls and the other board meetings, just be clear about your responsibility to protect the archives collection.
Okay. 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 On the finance calls and PNB work, would you say protect best interests of archives and the foundation, right?
Consider the archives in all decision making.
Okay, good. So, when would you like to meet next, Brian? Today is the
15th.
Tuesday the 15th. The third Tuesday of the month.
Right, and that
third
would be
Tuesday in October is the 20th.
Right.
So let me go to Pacifica Archives right now and look. 'Cause Did you sneeze?
No. No, I just dropped.
Okay. I was going to say good night. I wasn't sure. Okay. I'm looking at October the 20th, and I see the Pacifica Archives Task Force is scheduled. So confirming that we're meeting on the 20th. You know, I have a feeling that the Finance Committee wasn't scheduled when we originally scheduled this meeting.
Yeah, it was a surprise when they mentioned it because it wasn't mentioned last time when we were making this date.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much for being on the call, Brian. And
thanks, Teresa.
Don't hesitate to call me if I can be of assistance, okay?
All right. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.